For my first question for you, David, what is Havoc currently up to? What do you guys have going on? And talk a bit about what's going on with the band right now.
We are going to be heading out on tour in about a week and a half. We'll be hitting Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, and we'll wrap that up in September. We'll be doing a headline set every night, and we're just hooking up with locals in every city.
You know, going from the first album to this, the newest one, obviously, Unnatural Selection, but going from your debut to an album like Time Is Up, it was a big step up songwriting-wise. It was a step up production-wise. It was just a step up in general. And then you had the EP come out. And then Unnatural Selection, to me, as a listener and as a fan, just kind of picks up where the previous one left off. You know, the songwriting, I think, is a little better. And, you know, production-wise, I think it sounds great. And talk about the making of your newest album.
Yeah, we tracked the drums at the Gothic Theater in Denver, and all the reverb on the drums on this album is natural, which is pretty cool. That doesn't normally happen these days. And the rest of it was all tracked in my home studio. It was mixed by Terry Gate and mastered by James Murphy. And, yeah, as far as, like, writing and recording it, we practically wrote and recorded the whole thing in between tours. We had about 3 or 4 months off in between tours, and we knocked out the entire album in that time.
Now, for those people that don't know who Terry Date is, Terry Date produced a lot of great records for metal bands in the late 80s, early 90s, and if you listen to, say you're a longtime thrash metal fan, if you listen to the album Horoscope by Overkill, that was one of the albums that he produced. And David, what was it like to work with Terry Date? I mean, he's a great producer, he's been around a long time, and how'd you like working with him?
It was cool. I mean, he's mixed some of the sweetest sounding metal albums, so it was, we were all really stoked to have Date working on Havoc.
One of the things that seems lost is you see many bands taking a lot of time off. They're not playing a lot, you know, and they'll put out an album maybe 2, 3, or 4 years. But you guys, you know, you seem to live on the road. Every time I look up, Havoc's playing a show somewhere. You guys are on tour constantly. And, you know, is that something you like doing? I mean, is that something you feel you have to do?
Yeah, we tour all the time. And every time we go out, it gets better and better. So I think it's working.
Unnatural Selection seems to, as far as the lyrical content goes, seems to be a little bit more political, a little more reality-based, and it was an evolution, in my opinion, of your lyric writing. And talk about the writing of this record and about the lyrics and what inspired you to write about a lot of this.
The common theme throughout the whole record is reality. There's not really any fiction on the album. A lot of people have mentioned to me that it seems more political than other things we've done, which I agree, but I only think that it's the first couple of songs that are most politically charged on the whole record, and I think that because it's the opening songs, people have kind of taken the whole album as a political statement, but it's not necessarily so. I don't know. I wrote about the downfall of civilizations. I wrote about being pissed off with invasion of privacy mm-hmm. that the government perpetrates. You know, getting off your ass and making something happen. Taking care of business. There's songs about the Holocaust. There's lots of themes throughout the whole record, but The common thread is definitely real life.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason to me why it comes off political, even though you talked about it's about reality, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, a lot of people live in a bubble and don't pay attention to a lot of reality. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with politics, too. I mean, people are just politically unaware of so many things. And, you know, to me, that is where I ended up getting the idea it's a politically themed album.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. I was just with a lot of these lyrics, I was just opening up my brain and letting it spill out onto the page.
I really like the cover of this album. I always get that vibe, that late 80s, you know, thrash metal vibe from the cover of the record. I think it fits perfectly. And, you know, who did the cover for you? And talk a bit about the theme behind the cover, you know, what inspired it, and maybe go from there.
Yeah, the title of the record is the same as the closing track on the album, and that kind of followed suit with Time Is Up, because the last song on that album is the song Time Is Up.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have Unnatural Selection. It rolls off the tongue really nicely, and we can thank Charles Darwin for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the cover artwork, actually, we were so cramped for time to get artwork in that the artist that we had, who also did artwork on the inside of the booklet, we needed something for the cover, and he had that piece of art that he was just sitting on that was unused, and we saw that and made the choice that that would be the album cover.
The biggest thing I love about Havoc, David, is the fact that you guys bring a little bit of that, a lot of that old school thrash vibe to the new school. And I grew up in that whole scene, that whole Bay Area scene of Testament and Exodus and, you know, all of those thrash bands. And for you, was that a big scene for you? I mean, was that, were those bands really, really inspirational for you as a musician?
Definitely. The first thing I ever got into musically and was really passionate about was metal, but more specifically, real fast, tight, heavy metal,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we all declare thrash. That is basically what triggered my interest in music and made me want to pick up a guitar and play, and essentially is responsible for me starting this band. I mean, of course, I listen to lots of different other kinds of music, but that was the trigger.
It could always be very difficult to self-produce a record, and many people, that's the people that are very successful, some of them, they don't need any outside influence, they don't need anything like a co-producer or anything like that. And then some people, they're just the type of people that need a lot of outside input, because sometimes when you're just in the thick of things, it's very difficult to just step back and say, hey, this is what's going on, yada, yada, yada. And for you as, you know, for you as a musician, is this difficult for you? I mean, do you rely on a lot of outside input? Do you really not need, do you not need any outside input? I mean, just, you know, for you, is it difficult for you to self-produce a record? Maybe talk a bit about producing your stuff.
To be honest, with a lot of the stuff, I can already hear it in my head the way that I want it to be in the end. Definitely, the other dudes in the band have some say and help me, you know, help make decisions on what is the best thing to do. But I would say that I've got a pretty clear musical vision of, you know, when a song is about halfway done, I normally have a really good idea of how to finish it off. But, you know, producing our stuff ourselves is nice, simply for the fact that we don't have to watch the clock and worry about running out of money or running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because this album was made in between tours and we didn't have as much time as we would have liked, that's like the only downside to this whole project with us doing it ourselves. We just wish we would have had, you know, one more month would have made a huge difference in our stress levels.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and it's all done, and we're all pretty stoked on how the record came out.
You talked a bit about the drums earlier, having more of a natural sound, and I agree. You know, you talk about keeping the reverb on the drums from when you recorded this record, and I think that's something that's been lost, because everybody triggers everything, and to me, I when I hear this record, I hear a nice natural drum sound. And, you know, to me, sometimes maybe you blend samples, but it's always nice to have really great sounding tuned drums.
Yeah, the snare drum's all natural. I believe the kick was blended with the sample, but the microphone sound is still in there. And we wanted it to sound like you're describing. We wanted it to sound like a real drummer, man. You know, that's lost so much in music these days, especially in metal. Because as you said, everything ends up just getting triggered, and it doesn't sound like a drum set. And then you go and listen to recordings from the 70s, it sounds like real drums. It sounds like you're standing next to a drummer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we were going for with the production here.
It's like the other day I was listening to Bonded by Blood by Exodus, and you hear the drums on it. You know, they didn't have any digital editing or anything like that, so the sound that they had on that record is the sound that they ended up with. And, you know, it just, to me, I think it sounds great.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Bonded by Blood is one of my favorite records.
Well, bringing up Exodus here really quick, I always get a vibe, an Exodus vibe from your music, like they had a profound influence on you when I listened to any of the Havoc records. And, you know, were they a band that really did have a big, profound influence on you?
Exodus definitely was one of my big influences when I was first. So, Bonded by Blood was one of the first metal albums I ever got, actually.
Playing on the road can take its toll on you, and I know you tour a lot and play a lot. And, you know, does it take a toll on you? I mean, some bands, they get burned out. Some people just don't want to do it. Some people just, it's just mentally draining. And for you, does it take a toll on you? And is there at some point in your career where you might be like, well, I need to take a little bit of time off?
Physically, it definitely does wear you out, and, you know, the lack of sleep catches up with you. But in all honesty, touring is my favorite thing to do, and I'm happiest when I'm on the road. So even though it is work and you lose sleep, the positives outweigh the negatives tenfold.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it's pretty easy to do your favorite thing.
Well, I noticed you guys are going to be playing a lot of shows, and you're headlining this time. Before, I always saw Havoc as like an opening act with many different bands. Now you guys are headlining, and, you know, how do you think that's going to go for you?
That's pretty cool. It's an experiment, and we will see how it goes. It'll be pretty cool to play new songs and get to play for longer than a half an hour, which we normally would get when we're a little low man on the totem pole on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to actually play like a full real set, and I expect the turnout to be pretty decent. People seem to be pretty stoked on what we're doing right now, and it should be a lot of fun.
It's much more difficult now, David, for bands to really stand out and stand out from a crowd. I can tell you as a DJ, the amount of stuff people send to me or the amount of press releases I get is insane. And it's hard for me to focus on certain bands. And for me, you know, or for you, I guess I should say, has the touring helped you stand out? I mean, playing all these different shows, playing nonstop, grinding it out, has it really helped this band build a fan base? And how much has it helped you?
Right, yeah, you can only put out a new album, you know, maximum once every year, and you can tour all the time. Honestly, everybody that's in the band right now is in it to tour, you know, make a name for ourselves, put a stamp on our little niche here, and, you know, bring the music to the people that want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people that want to see us play, and we are not going to be short to give it to them.
Well, I can tell you what, David, when I see you guys play, you can tell just how great the band gels together. And, you know, playing all these shows and playing all these sets, you know, it's one of those things where it just seems like it really works really well for you. And I guess my next question for you is, you know, does that help you gel on stage, having all these shows under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing the same set 60 nights in a row, you get used to it.
Well, David, I'm going to end the interview off on this last question, and I always ask every artist the same first and last question, you know, but the last question for you, do you have any last words to say to any of your fans out there?
Yeah, I do. Well, to anybody that's ever came to a Havoc show or bought a CD or a shirt or told their friends about us, I'd like to personally thank any of those people, because without them, we would not be where we are today. And other than that, I just tell everyone, support music and think for yourself, because the world will be a much better place if you do those two things.